The future of Delaware's rural hospitals is uncertain as they face massive Medicaid cuts. WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more from the Delaware Desk.
Republicans' signature tax bill, approved by Congress earlier this year, cuts almost $1 trillion from Medicaid over the next decade. That's money Delaware and other states use to care for low-income patients. BB Health treats patients in southern Delaware. CEO David Tam says the cuts and a stricter work requirement means thousands of Delawareans could become uninsured.
They might not be able to get primary care or preventive care. They might not be able to get their pharmaceuticals, their medications, their immunizations or vaccinations, and as a result, they will get sicker.
Delaware is applying for $1 billion in federal grant funding for rural hospitals. Officials say the money will support their plan to transform the state's rural health care system. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania has officially joined more than half the country in banning discrimination based on natural hair. Governor Shapiro signed the Crown Act into law recently, making it illegal for employers, schools, and public institutions to penalize people for hairstyles like braids, locks, twists, or afros. State Representative Latasha D. Mays shepherded the bill through the House. She says the new law closes longstanding gaps in civil rights protections.
This is a win for Pennsylvania because the Pennsylvania Crown Act makes our Commonwealth more just, more fair, and more free. And so that impacts all of us. We all want to be working towards ending all forms of discrimination for our present and our future, for the generations to come.
Mays says the next step is education and enforcement, working with schools, employers, and the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission.